All right, we had a absolutely great weekend out and about at the events we covered on Saturday evening. It was absolutely gorgeous. And then yesterday, it was absolutely gorgeous. Let's bring in our gorgeous forecaster, Anthony J. Good morning.
Hey Marshall, good morning. How are you? Sounds good over there.
It was Saturday evening. We broadcast live from 6 till 8 o'clock for the opening night of Michael Berkeley's Divas at the Sharon Playhouse. They've got a beautiful outside area, which is completely covered. It still lets the sun in. It's gorgeous. So we broadcast from there, and it was a beautiful, beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky on Saturday late afternoon or evening. And then Sunday, we were on the porch of the Falls Village Inn for one of the biggest car shows around, believe it or not. They had almost 600 registered cars and about 100 or 200 more that weren't registered. So anywhere between 500 and 700 cars on display in Falls Village, Connecticut, for their 10th car show. And we were there all morning long up until a little bit after noontime. And once again, it was another beautiful, warm, but not hot day. So for the outside events that we had this weekend, it really worked out fine for us.
Yeah, really, it's feeling like that's why I love the summertime. I mean, when I was a kid, oh God, I loved summer. Just soak it up until you had to go back to school.
Well, you see, that's the difference between being a kid and being an adult. See, when you're a kid, you have to wait till you go back to school, but when you're an adult, that's when you go back to work the next day.
Yeah.
Especially when you're an adult that runs your own business. But
Oh, yeah, exactly. And here in the weather business, it never it's always happening, right? And as you mentioned, the weather was so nice, and I'm have more nice weather for you, Marshall, today into tomorrow. Perfect one today. Not humid out there. Now we'll see. In my forecast, you saw thunderstorms. We could have some, isolated, pop-up stuff we're talking about tomorrow, and more of the same over Wednesday and Thursday. And the humidity is going to come back by midweek. And there's some talk of, maybe a hot weekend in store. I think I tend to agree. So whatever is going on this weekend, it's going to be hot. So not just sunny, but it's going to be probably in the 90s, beginning Friday and through the weekend.
I guess I will take my long sleeve shirts off finally and go to the total polos, by Wednesday, you think?
I'd say, let's go with Thursday.
All right, by Thursday. So now I was looking at the National Radar Loop, the infrared. It appears, and I could be wrong, there's still a lot of rain down there on the Louisiana coast and stuff like that that's moving inland.
Oh yes, and that with what was Hurricane Barry? Barry was a hurricane over the I think it was Saturday morning, and it, of course it brought quite a bit of rain down there. It's basically dissipated, but there's still the rain is still there, and it wasn't as bad as it looked like it could have been, as the flooding really kind of missed New Orleans, and the storm was really kind of fell apart as it came ashore. So there really was no wind damage down there. But the flooding is still coming down. They have flash flood watches in New Orleans today, and they still have a threat of that. But it's not going to be anything too. They really can't handle those. So that's good, Marshall.
All right. So now that's all set. So now my next big question to you is next Friday night, we'll be broadcasting from the opening of Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the Sharon Playhouse. Now, can you look into your kaleidoscope or your wizardry ball or your maps and see, just get an initial look what Friday might look like?
Oh yeah, that's an outdoor movie. Is that what it
No,
was?
but we broadcast outside, before the show starts for 2 hours, so it's always nice to
Oh, I gotcha.
yeah.
Yeah,
So so
Friday,
yeah.
Marshall. It's going to be a nice, hot, sultry day. I'd say the high about 92, evening temps in the 80s. I'd say maybe just a slim chance of a pop-up thunder shower in the evening.
All right, so that
It'll split
hot
out.
that, the hot weather and the humidity will be there when I'm outdoors on Friday night then.
Yeah, it'll feel like a summer like night, like watching a summer movie. You feel like you're in one.
Hey, in my life, I feel like I'm in a movie. Unfortunately, they're always monster movies.
Oh, good, yeah.
So, all right. So Friday night, it's going to be short night at the Sharon Playhouse for me, and polo shirt night as well. because if it's going to be hot and humid, then the normal black shirt that I wear with no collar and long arms will be gone. All right. So that can set me up for that. So what'd you do this weekend? Do you have anything fun that you did this weekend?
Yeah, I was doing the radio on Saturday, but I went out to Little Italy Saturday evening. And it's pretty nice. Still, it still has that vibe down there. Although, you know, it's not what it used to be, but they still got some new restaurants that opened down there, and you know, real nice vibe walking around. It was that Saturday late afternoon and evening.
Nothing's like it used to be. Nothing. Yeah, I come into work on Sunday morning here at the station early, and you have to imagine we live out. I mean, it's rural out here, real rural. On Upper Main Street in Sharon, there are four state police cruisers parked. Mm-hmm. I leave work about 45 minutes later to head to Falls Village to go to the car show. There are a total of seven cruisers with one unmarked. So I call Connecticut State Police, and I'm told, nope, just a health incident. Nothing to report here. Well, the cars were there. The cars were there all morning into the afternoon. So I called the state police and we have no information to release at this time. Okay. What about the accident that happened? There was an accident in Sharon yesterday afternoon as you head to Armenia. We can fax that to you. I waited. I said okay. I didn't receive the fax. It's not ready for release yet. Okay. Which is it? It's ready for release or it's not. So anyway, when I finish with you and a little bit later on, I'll call Troop B and once again see if there's any way I can get that information, the full information. I did get some information on the accident, but a lot of people are asking us about all the police cruisers that were up on Upper Main Street. So, well, that's the way my week started, but that's it, you know, it could be worse. The seven police cruisers could have been here looking for me.
Knocking at your door.
That could have been worse. So it wasn't that way, so I feel a little better. All right, so now I won't speak to you again for another week, right?
That's correct, Bob. We'll be here Monday again.
Well, of course you will. Of course you will. You have to be there, right?
Yes, my pleasure to be here. And Mr. McGanna will be back tomorrow.
And we'll see what type of mood he's in tomorrow, right? in today's modern age here, ladies and gentlemen, the great thing about all this is that even if Pat's in a bad mood, you see, AJ doesn't work at the same place. So when your boss is in a bad mood and you telework, it's much better. Right?
Well, yeah. And this is... It's a great time to be doing this weather because, you know, the summers are – now the winters drive us crazy. The summer's a little bit easier.
Yeah. All right. I'll speak to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. That is our forecast this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.